Hi, this is Pastor Greg. I want to thank you for tuning in to Chosen Generation Radio. When God called me to start this program 8 years ago, He led me to address three main topics while discussing current events through a biblical lens. I knew this was not supposed to be a preaching program, as there are a number of those on the radio. My calling was to address the LGBTQ agenda, Islam, and secular humanism. Just some non-controversial stuff. Secular humanism, which simply stated says man is the center and human reason has all the answers, and to leave God out of it. This indoctrination is really at the core of the shift in understanding America's founding, Constitution, and the Declaration of Independence. By removing God and biblical values, it's easy to see how gender dysphoria, unnatural sexual desires, and embracing a confused 7th century belief that rejects life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, namely Islam, a militant, geopolitical, totalitarian, and brutal regime, has taken root. I believe God has chosen this generation to ignite the passion to advance the radical message of the gospel and to once again establish America as the salt and light through which the message is advanced. Each segment applies that principle, no matter the topic. But how do we become this secular, democratic, non-theistic, top-down country run by a combination of demagoguery and elitism? I would suggest we examine our history. At America's founding, we had been oppressed by a tyrant king, claimed he actually spoke for God, and claimed a divine right monarchy. In order to set people free from these kind of despot leaders, one must reconnect the people with the one who grants all freedom. And so, preachers in the mid-1700s challenged the Christians in America to decide whom they should serve. Who was their king? Was it a man on a throne across the sea? Or was it the King of Kings, Jesus Christ? You cannot serve two masters. As the founders fermented in this, they began to see the need to create a new kind of country, a nation that valued life and recognized God as the author, who had been set free to liberty in Christ and to pursue abundant life. No, these weren't pieces on a board passed to one and not to another, as John Locke suggested, but rather they were a very part of who being American was, a concept only understood through biblical glasses as a blood-bought son of God and heir to the promise. So why are Christians so docile? You see, we live in a world filled with sin that has taken a stand to call God the enemy. We are children of God, heirs to the promise, yet we stand idly by as our brothers and sisters are slaughtered and our children's innocence is destroyed. Where's the anger and the rage at such atrocities? Jesus said it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea that he should offend one of these little ones. Jesus warned them not to cause harm or offense to the little ones, to the least of these. It would be better than a millstone were cast around his neck and he be drowned in the sea. That's not docile in the face of offense being done to children. This is Jesus speaking, the one that they say only speaks soft, lovely words. Or what about these verses? If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. Wow. To the leaders of the church, he says, you are sons of the devil. You are deaf and unable to hear or understand the words of God because you do not know him. Yet day after day, Christians sit back silently while little boys are chemically castrated, while children's minds are violated in a comprehensive sex education curriculum, while they are taught that America equals Christianity equals all white people are bad and they should be ashamed. Let's be clear. If you believe in the truth of the Bible, then you believe that all are sinners and have fallen short of the glory of God. That God in his grace and mercy, while we were his enemies doing all forms of vile behavior, sent his son, his only begotten son, to die for our sins, to lay down his perfect and sinless life as a human being, having set aside his divine nature to become a man so he could take our place and overcome sin and death on the cross. Jesus the Christ shed his blood, died on the cross, rose the third day, set free the captives, presented himself to the disciples and to several thousand, and then ascended to heaven, at which point the Holy Spirit descended from heaven to lead us into all truth. Ultimately, then, we understand that sin is the issue and the nature of man. The key then is a confession of faith in God through Jesus Christ and asking for forgiveness of sin. I believe that we have been called, and it is the purpose of Chosen Generation Radio to raise up a generation to take back this nation, to reestablish a constitutional republic with Jesus Christ at its core, providing life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans, and once again advancing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. So excited about our program today. I've got just a great, great show lined up for you. Hang on a minute, because I think that my system has decided once again to mess with my... Oh, yeah, there we go. We're off just slightly, Mr. Producer. I'm sorry, that's on my end. All right, there we go. I think we should be good now. All right, so here's the deal. I've got a great program lined up for you. Bottom of hour number two, David Wormser is going to be with us, former advisor to Dick Cheney. He is also the Center for Security Policy's director of the Project on Global Antisemitism and the U.S.-Israel Relationship. He is incredible. He's like an encyclopedia when it comes to the Middle East and foreign relations. And so we're going to get an update from him. There's some serious stuff that you should be paying attention to. And I want to direct you also to my blog, a new post that I just put out by Chris Wright. Wokeism is not the problem. We'll talk to you about a lot of those things coming up. And also an appointment by President Biden, I hate saying that. Anyway, by Biden, the guy, the senile guy in the White House. Anyway, he has made an appointment regarding religious advisors and individuals are going to be over that. And this guy is connected to Muslim Brotherhood. And if you've listened for any period of time, you know how dangerous they are. All right, top of the next hour, David Shostokas is with us. He's going to walk us through the process that could come into play relative to multiple states now that are doing audits, and what happens if they decide that those audits are significant enough for the legislatures to start calling back electors. Where are we at with all that? We'll get a true constitutional opinion on that coming up by our attorney, David Shostokas. Bottom of this hour, Black National Anthem to be played in the NFL to begin every game. I thought sports were meant to unite us. I didn't know they were about dividing us. We'll talk to Martin Baker from Project 21 Black Leadership Network on their thoughts regarding this continued effort to divide us by race. Ladies and gentlemen, we are all children of one God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Skin pigmentation doesn't change parenthood any more so than some kind of cosmetic operation can change your gender. Just saying. All right, let's get to the crazy fake news. Dan Gaynor joins us, Media Research Center and Newsbusters VP of Business, Tech, and Culture. Dan Gaynor.
Well, thank you for that. It's certainly an interesting week with the governor of New York caught in a crisis that not only did the media kind of cover up, but they actually facilitated. So Governor Cuomo, the story came out yesterday. The Attorney General released a report of 170 pages or so, saying yes, he sexually harassed at least 11 employees. Now that's not one case of misunderstanding, although that's sort of the way he tried to represent. It's like, oh, it's just misunderstanding. It's just how I am. No, it's really not. And so, where there's smoke, there's fire. And there's been fire there for a while. And the media did everything they could to cover it up. So if you remember last year, this all started to come out last year. There were two big storylines for Cuomo. The media used one to disguise the other and then buried the one. And so it came out last year, of course, that Cuomo had ordered COVID patients. COVID positive patients into nursing homes. They said you must take care of them, and the nursing homes weren't prepared in New York. Thousands of seniors died. I think the AP estimates something like 15,000 seniors died in New York nursing homes. The only reason that got any attention at all is because Fox weather woman Janice Dean, and she just continued to keep at it because she lost her, I think it's her in-laws. Mm-hmm. And she's continued to be a thorn in his side. Well, then it came out, of course, the sex harassment allegations. And that came out, and the media suppressed both last year because they had Andrew Cuomo waiting in the wings because there wasn't a person in Washington who thought that Joe Biden could make it across the finish line. So they had him warming up. Can you take the baton from him and get in the race and go and finish it. The way the Democratic Party handles their primary leading up to the convention, if somebody drops out, well, then the person next in line takes it. But after the convention, once Biden made it to convention, then it's different. It's all decided by a few hundred party operatives, and they could have picked whoever they wanted, namely Andrew Cuomo. This is made even worse because, of course, his brother is Chris Cuomo, who runs a TV show on CNN and who had him on repeatedly last year doing propaganda for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
fun, you know, time.
Well, and you stop and think about, how many times have just allegations alone ended politicians' careers, right? I think about, what's his name, Babbitt? Back in the day, allegations. Well,
just look at the Kavanaugh stuff. That, oddly enough, Andrew Cuomo has commented on before, and all this. They never proved anything about Kavanaugh, and if it had been any president other than Donald Trump,
right,
Kavanaugh would have had his, his nomination pulled. Just simply because of allegations. Meanwhile, Cuomo, at this point, literally almost everybody's called for him to resign. I mean, publications, the president, the congressional delegation in New York, nearby governors. But here's the deal. We all know it's a fast news cycle. During the Trump era, I nicknamed the news cycle the news psycho because it moves so fast. And if you're Cuomo, maybe you wait it out. Maybe you just say, "Hey, there's gonna be news coming down the pike to distract people." Early this year, despite all this controversy and all this storm and drang about him harassing people, ABC, CBS, and NBC dropped the story for 3 whole months. Not a word about it. So if he's just playing the game, he's playing the Ralph Northam game. For people who don't remember, he's the governor of Virginia who was caught having been in blackface and possibly in a KKK outfit, and the media dropped the story. Why? Yeah. Because he's on their team.
Well, it's more evidence and more proof that there is a definitive double standard. I wonder now, as you're mentioning about things that might have come up to try to, change the narrative. What about New York City? You've got to prove now that you're vaccinated, or you can't get into restaurants or gyms in the city of New York. I understand individuals that decide that they want to receive the vaccine, but by the same token, there are those of us who believe that based on information, we've read the information, we've looked at the documentation, we've listened to their informed consent pitch, and we've made an educated decision that we're going to reject being what appears to be a lab experiment. But now we're labeled as fear people. We're afraid. We're scared. But common sense.
Well, you saw yesterday the drummer for the band Offspring. I think I've got this right. He's got his own medical issues where his own doctor. Now we're not talking about his opinion or read something on the internet. We were talking about his own doctor says, because of your medical issues, you should not get the vaccine. Yet he was forced out of his job. He's been at the band more than a decade, forced out of his job because of that. So this is you see this a lot on in the news media. Now, you and I we're a great comparison because I chose to get the vaccine. In particular, it gave me better access to my father. He's in long-term care. I can go into the facility. They don't stop me, which is very important to me. And, so I made that choice. But they don't want us to have the choice. And that's where it gets to be a problem. You've got people like Don Lemon from CNN going on television saying, we don't think you should be able to go to the store, to get on a plane, to go to school, to go to work. Well, do they actually think that people are going to tolerate this?
And Dan, I would and what I would question is, again, people went around for years getting flu shots. Nobody asked anyone whether you did or didn't. I mean, there was an initial question but you didn't run around outside of the doctor's office, number one, asking whether or not somebody did or didn't get a flu shot. And if somebody didn't get a flu shot, you weren't afraid to go grocery shopping with them. You weren't afraid to go and have dinner with them. You weren't afraid to invite them over to your house. And why would that have been the case? Because we understood that a vaccine is supposed to inoculate you against the thing you're being vaccinated for. So the logical question then is, why would there be so much fear on the side of the individual or they, not necessarily you, Dan, but they saying, well, look, if you're not vaccinated, we're afraid of you. You're a danger to society. It makes no sense.
I regularly interact with people who I know don't have the vaccine. I don't care.
Well, makes
I got
no
the vaccine.
Sense.
It's like I understand the numbers are up. I understand. I get all this, but there's a certain point where we as a society have to live our lives. And the hypocrisy of the media is so infuriating to me on this, because on one hand you'll see politicians like Muriel Bowser, mayor of Washington, come out very publicly, we got to have masks, we have a mandate. Then she goes to a wedding and takes off her mask. And the big issue isn't that she did this; that she's this liberal hypocrite. The big issue is that the Washington Examiner reporter caught her, and they try to skewer her, say, well, she wasn't invited to the wedding. I don't care. She caught the politician doing something hypocritical.
Well, and again, when you look at, you know, the numbers of the of those that are infected as well, I can't find it right this second, but there are analysis out there that indicate that what they're telling us, again, misleading.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry?
Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically-based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
You know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.PastorGregYoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being with us. Dan Gaynor is our guest, Media Research Center. He is a CG contributor. You can find him at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Be sure and click on CG Contributors and follow over to Dan Gaynor. Click on the picture and get there. Well, let's see. We have another thing that I thought was, you know, interesting that's been completely missed, and we talked about this a little bit in the green room before we came on air, but that's national security issues. There's a number, UFOs have become, you know, kind of a big deal, Dan, but the media is not doing anything to recognize some pretty serious potential national security risks. There's a thing called PHASM, PHASM. And they are essentially holograms that have been developed by other national defense. Russia has them. I think China has them. A number of our major enemies have the ability now to do almost like what you would see in the movies and project a hologram that looks like an aircraft. And the whole purpose of it, of course, is to mess with our signal defense and our defense systems to get us looking one place while they're doing something in another. And Russia also has developed a new stealth plane that is undetectable by our technology now. This is some pretty scary stuff. Donald Trump.
Well, and then there's the drone issue. And we saw that the problems that expand dramatically just in the last 24 hours. We've had drone attacks now on ships, and now a piracy on ships in the the area near Iran. I'm not sure exactly was the ocean or the Gulf where exactly the latest attacks happened.
Right, right.
But how we respond? Meanwhile, Biden administration.
The old Biden.
No different.
Yeah,
is negotiating with Iran still, even though we openly declared, based on the analysis of the drone attack on a ship, that this was Iran that attacked a civilian ship, and yet we're still negotiating with them. So, I mean, this media don't cover this stuff because to cover it, one, it gives a black eye to Biden and his administration, but another, because they want these international agreements with these horrible countries, and they generally hate Israel. So that's agreements in the Middle East, and then agreements anywhere else. They've all sold out to China, and I mean sold out in really dramatic and scary ways. Sold out to China. We see this, with the Olympics every time.
Well, and relative to what you were talking about, there was a tanker, and the U.S., the U.K., and Israel all are blaming Iran for the attack, and there were two members aboard the tanker off of Oman that were killed. This is an article from Dubai, the United Arab Emirates, United States, United Kingdom, joined Israel on Sunday in alleging Iran carried out a fatal drone strike on an oil tanker off the coast of Oman. These are the kinds that this is news, and the purpose of what we're attempting to bring to your attention is that there is a news agency. Freedom of the Press was designed to inform us and to make the government be honest with the people about issues. And that's what real investigative reporting is supposed to be about. It's why I recommend the Epoch Times, because they're still doing real investigative reporting. That's why Dan and I do this. Newsbusters.org, check them out. Newsbusters.org is pointing out news media's fake news and hypocrisy. Dan, thanks for being here, brother. I'll look forward to having you back next week.
You can count on it.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance, so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.
Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And this is Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for tuning in. I so greatly appreciate it. Did you know Matthew 10 tells us, whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who's able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. I want to encourage you in this Thanksgiving time that God has a plan, has a purpose, and he's working it out. And he wants you to be a part of it. And you can through Jesus Christ, his son. If you've never professed faith in Jesus Christ, I encourage you to do that today. Simply pray this prayer. Father, please forgive me for all my sins. Take them away from me and help me to become the person that you created me to be. I desire to have relationship with you. And I ask Jesus Christ to become the Lord of my life. I put my faith in him and I believe on the promises that you've made. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, reach out to me and let me know. I'd love to hear from you today. And know this, we are God's chosen generation, chosen for such a time as this. And every day when you listen to the program and you hear the opening that we play, that is a reminder of who you and I are. God bless you and have a great rest of your day.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use energy factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. And I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers, thank you and God bless.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.pastorgregyoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And it's my pleasure to have you tuning in here, and my honor as well. Thank you again. Well, I'm very excited to welcome to the program twice a month, and I'm always excited to encourage people to go and check out Project 21 Black Leadership Network at nationalcenter.org. And again, you can go to CG Contributors and go to just click on CG Contributors on the front page of ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and you'll see Project 21 Black Leadership Network. Click on there. You'll see their articles. You'll see individuals that are members of the organization and what they're doing, and then you can follow links from there to all the cool stuff that they are engaged in and the statements that they're making. And one statement they're making has to do with the Black National Anthem that's supposed to be part of the NFL's 2021 season, and I guess it starts tomorrow night. I can tell you, in my house, we won't be watching any NFL this year. I want to welcome to the program Martin Baker. Martin, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Thank you for having me, Pastor Greg.
Well, so they've declared they're going to have this Black National Anthem. There's going to be apparently in the end zone, painted in the end zone, things like end racism, inspire change. A lot of messaging that's about white shame and white guilt. It sounds like to me.
What it sounds like to me is for a league that is so bent on unity, they're attempting to use divisiveness on in doing so. I mean, to me, that turns it into the definition of insanity. You're doing something the same way every time, but always expecting a different outcome. The divisiveness will not unify anyone. If anything, they're going to find out probably by the end of the year, you're going to see, like you made reference, that you're not going to watch it in your house. You're going to see a decline in viewership on this, and not just from white families. I can guarantee you that.
Well, I would imagine. I mean, a lot of my, Black friends are saying we're done. I'm done with it. I'm done with the NFL. I'm done with the NBA. I'm done with professional sports. I don't have time to sit there and have this garbage spilled out. And I really am tired of them trying to indoctrinate my children, and so we're just not going to play it in our house.
What you have is you're seeing a lot of sports leagues. I was just before the show, I was having a discussion with my landlord, and we were having a discussion about sports. Is that when you go to a sports stadium or when you turn on a TV to watch a sport, you're not doing it for political commentary. You're not doing it for a discourse on the plight of America today. You're doing it to be entertained. It's like when you go to a movie or when you go to a theater performance or anything like that. You're not going to be indoctrinated. You're not going to be taught. You're going because of the fact that you put good money down to something that you thought you would be entertained by, and then you go home and you go on with your life. Good, bad, or indifferent. And the sports leagues now are attempting, for whatever reason, they feel like that this is their idea of reparations, but really, honestly, their honest agenda is to try to increase viewership, increase people buying merchandise, people believing that this is a respectful and responsible organization that is absolutely committed to diversity. I mean, if the NFL really was, how many black owners are there of the 32 NFL franchises? None. You have less than half, not even, we'll even go worse than that. At least 3/4 of the teams either don't or never have had a black head coach. I believe at last report, I believe there is one black general manager
of an NFL franchise. So really, how diverse are you? You have something, they so to speak, attempt to try to say that they're doing something by this rule, what they call the Rooney Rule, that every time that an executive level position, whether it's head coach, general manager, team president, whatever, that they have to interview persons of color or a female for the position. Doesn't mean they have to give the position, or that person doesn't get that position based upon merit, but the rules of the league state that they have to. But how's that worked out for them? It hasn't. It has not made it more diverse. It's only made it more divisive.
And I think the only reason to point that out, honestly, is just to show the hypocrisy of the messaging that they're throwing out there. The bottom line here is that when I go to watch in the past, go to watch, you know, sports, I mean, I grew up watching the Oakland Raiders. Look, you want to talk about, you know, a team that embraced persons and personalities that had nothing to do with skin color. Otis Sistrunk was one of our stars, okay? You know, I mean, we had Clarence Davis, Cliff Branch, okay?
Lester Hayes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Burgess Owen.
Jack Tatum. I mean, you know, George Atkinson. My point, folks, is this. I didn't care whether they were white, black, brown, yellow, or green. What I cared about was, were the Raiders winning? Were the guys that were on the field the best players available, and did they win? That's what I cared about. And I rooted for them, not because of the color of their skin, but because I was rooting for my team to win, and they were on my team, and we loved them because of that. I was a big Oakland A's fan. You know, we had Reggie Jackson. We had Campy Campanaris. We had Bill North. These were great ball players. We won 3 world championships when I was a kid, and we became good friends with Dick Green. I got to go to a bunch of World Series games as a 10, 11, and 12-year-old. That's crazy.
What we have right now is that people are forgetting the purpose of sports. It's not, again, sports is not there to raise your children. Sports is not there to give them a platform for social commentary. Sports, for me, as a child, and even now as an adult, sports for me as a child was an outlet for me to push myself, to learn how to be part of a team, to learn how to... Now, I was lousy. I will admit this. I was a great fielder, lousy hitter. Could not hit a curveball to save my life playing baseball. I was 5 foot nothing and 100-something pounds. So the NFL was never going to knock on my door. But I loved playing the sports because of the fact that it got me out there with my friends when I was a kid during the summer in between school years. We did that not because of the fact that we were trying to make some social message. We were bored. So we'd grab a bat, we'd grab some gloves, and we'd go to this little field not far from my house, and we'd play. And anybody could play. The white kids, the black kids, whomever showed up, they played. We didn't look at any preferential. We never separated it. Oh, the black kids versus the white kids. We never did anything like that. You picked teams. And this is, it's sad that this is the sports that I loved as a child, the sports that I have paid money for merchandise. Mm-hmm. I have a closet full of NFL and college jerseys, and I spent my money getting those. But I didn't do that for social commentary again. I bought that because I was a fan of this player or that player. And you're going to suddenly see that because the league, which is for years and years, a lot of people don't know this, is that the NFL was tax exempt, which meant that they as an organization were not paying federal income tax. They were exempted from all of that. So for them to try to voice a social commentary would have been borderline illegal if somebody would have called them out on it. Would have been tantamount, and it's still the absolute hypocrisy. I say it again. You cannot promote diversity through division. You can't. Show me anywhere. But let's start with, show me in the Constitution where it does that. Show me in the Bible. Show me in the actual benchmarks of what we believe. Show me in the ground, in the foundations of your faith. Show me in your heart where a divisive spirit ever builds love, ever builds unity. You can't. But if you can, I'll sit and wait. I'll listen.
Well, and you know, I was thinking about, you know, some sports movies, right, that really inspired us. There was a guy out of back east. Let me see. He was a Cleveland Brown running back. The Ernie Davis story. Okay. You know, what an incredible inspiration Ernie Davis was, in the sense of he worked hard. Woodlawn. I just watched Woodlawn again the other night, right? Touchdown, Tony Nathan. Rudy is another great sports story about a kid who just wouldn't give up, And sports was always about hard work, discipline, sportsmanship. There's no sportsmanship when you bring in racial division, Martin. There's just not.
It's not possible. It's not possible. That's not part of team building. That's not part of if you want to show a team first attitude, you take your. I'm trying to say this. To some degree, sports teams are like the military. And that's, I'm not saying that as I'm saying that they are superior to the military, because they're not. But what I'm saying is that not everybody can get onto a sports team. Mm-hmm. Not every person, neither you nor I, we will never sign a professional sports contract with the NFL, Major League Baseball, or hockey or whatever else. Mm-hmm. We never will. Mm-hmm. And it's not because I'm black or because you're white or whatever. It's because of the fact that we don't have those essential skills that they're looking for. I mean, I'm sorry, if they're looking for some old 50 something year old guy who's got an arthritic shoulder, okay, hey, sign me up. But I highly doubt that they think that that's going to be part of their winning culture or mentality. So don't think they'll be calling me. But you build that up, and you go with this mentality of, we're going to go out onto that field, and we're going to try to win this game. We're going to try to win this match, whatever sport that you're in. Not everybody can do that. Not everybody can put themselves in that proper mindset. Yeah. And that's what used to be, again, we go back, that used to be what the basis of sports was. That used to be the basis of anything and everything that we were trying to do when you're teaching sports in PE or wherever else. But now what you have is somebody, be they white, who is covered with white guilt, or somebody black who's looking to gain some form of notoriety or financial gain out of it, all deciding one day that the NFL has to learn its lesson. We this isn't enough that over 70% of the players are black, but now we gotta teach them a lesson. Black people are gonna walk away because the league is racist if you don't do this. If you don't play our anthem,
there you go.
And that's going to be the wrong thing. If we don't play the black national anthem, then that just definitely means that the NFL is racist. Are they suddenly going to start doing that and demand that of of Major League Baseball? How about the NHL or the NBA? Well, you have even a higher percentage of black players. I don't see the NBA doing that yet. Well, they probably will if they see that the numbers and ratings hold firm with the NFL. So you'll see they're going to...
Go ahead. Finish that thought, and then we'll come back.
It's just a crazy thing that this is going to be a copycat template.
Well, and it's sad because, again, I believe that sports has always been something that unites us as cities, as communities behind a team, and now they're attempting to tear that away. Back with more after this.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP Supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930. 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, thanking you for tuning in. I have been battling COVID and double pneumonia, and I want to tell you what I did to overcome. Quercetin with bromelain, 1,600 milligrams, 800 milligrams twice a day. Vitamin D3, 10,000 IUs. Zinc, 100 milligrams, 50 times 2. Vitamin C, 2,000 milligrams. I'm using Airborne. Also had a lot of prayer, and my doctor immediately put me on azithromycin and dexamethasone as soon as we got the positive result, along with Symbicort and albuterol. I'm not giving you medical advice. I'm simply saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, there are some things that we can do to combat this, and I hope that you will stock your pharmacy in your house with the quercetin, the vitamin D3, the zinc, and the vitamin C. God bless you.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action. through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at PastorGregYoung.org.
And remember, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and click on CG Contributors, CG Contributors, and you'll be able to find Project 21, Black Leadership Network, and their latest articles that they have up. Martin, as we look at this situation, the NBA, the NFL, I mean, it's Major League Baseball has you know, embraced all of this as well. The wokeism. As we look at this scenario, do you feel as though there is a point at which the dollars and cents are going to drive them to do something different? Or, as we discussed in the green room, are they looking beyond America and they really don't care?
Oh, they absolutely are looking beyond the United States. They're looking at the 750 million people in India. They're looking at the over 1 billion people in China. The sports leagues are now, for lack of a phrase, they're diversifying. They're looking and saying that they plateaued in the United States. They plateaued. They know it's sort of like when you, I always use this as an example, is that Apple, for example, every year they put out a brand new iPhone, knowing that whether or not that it's an upgrade, they know that 3 million people at least are going to purchase that iPhone. The NFL and the other sports leagues know that regardless of what they do, whether it's a good product or bad product, they know that a certain percentage of Americans are going to go to stadiums. They know that the turnstiles are going to fill up. They know that a certain number of people are going to view it. And they're like, okay, we're cool with that. We can make money off of that. But now let's go outside the borders and let's see where we can make even more money, more of a viewership. And they're willing to exchange some of the control that they have here in this country, to accede them to, say, the Chinese media, the Indian media, the Cuban media, whatever, in turn for getting, I'm sorry to say this, of 30 pieces of silver that they have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really sad, folks. I hope that you continue, though, to send the message. And that is, and tell your friends, we don't support this kind of divisive commentary, this kind of divisive behavior, and certainly when they are funding enemies of our nation, and that's where their money's going. Back after this.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624 Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance, so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. I want to thank you for tuning in to Chosen Generation Radio. When God called me to start this program 8 years ago, He led me to address three main topics while discussing current events through a biblical lens. I knew this was not supposed to be a preaching program, as there are a number of those on the radio. My calling was to address the LGBTQ agenda, Islam, and secular humanism. Just some non-controversial stuff. Secular humanism, which simply stated says man is the center and human reason has all the answers, and to leave God out of it. This indoctrination is really at the core of the shift in understanding America's founding, Constitution, and the Declaration of Independence. By removing God and biblical values, it's easy to see how gender dysphoria, unnatural sexual desires, and embracing a confused 7th century belief that rejects life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, namely Islam, a militant, geopolitical, totalitarian, and brutal regime, has taken root. I believe God has chosen this generation to ignite the passion to advance the radical message of the gospel and to once again establish America as the salt and light through which the message is advanced. Each segment applies that principle, no matter the topic. But how do we become this secular, democratic, non-theistic, top-down country run by a combination of demagoguery and elitism? I would suggest we examine our history. At America's founding, we had been oppressed by a tyrant king, claimed he actually spoke for God, and claimed a divine right monarchy. In order to set people free from these kind of despot leaders, one must reconnect the people with the one who grants all freedom. And so, preachers in the mid-1700s challenged the Christians in America to decide whom they should serve. Who was their king? Was it a man on a throne across the sea? Or was it the King of Kings, Jesus Christ? You cannot serve two masters. As the founders fermented in this, they began to see the need to create a new kind of country, a nation that valued life and recognized God as the author, who had been set free to liberty in Christ and to pursue abundant life. No, these weren't pieces on a board passed to one and not to another, as John Locke suggested, but rather they were a very part of who being American was, a concept only understood through biblical glasses as a blood-bought son of God and heir to the promise. So why are Christians so docile? You see, we live in a world filled with sin that has taken a stand to call God the enemy. We are children of God, heirs to the promise, yet we stand idly by as our brothers and sisters are slaughtered and our children's innocence is destroyed. Where's the anger and the rage at such atrocities? Jesus said it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea that he should offend one of these little ones. Jesus warned them not to cause harm or offense to the little ones, to the least of these. It would be better that a millstone were cast around his neck and he be drowned in the sea. That's not docile in the face of offense being done to children. This is Jesus speaking, the one that they say only speaks soft, lovely words. Or what about these verses? If God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. Wow. To the leaders of the church, he says, you are sons of the devil. You are deaf and unable to hear or understand the words of God because you do not know him. Yet day after day, Christians sit back silently while little boys are chemically chemically castrated, while children's minds are violated in a comprehensive sex education curriculum, while they are taught that America equals Christianity equals all white people are bad and they should be ashamed. Let's be clear. If you believe in the truth of the Bible, then you believe that all are sinners and have fallen short of the glory of God. That God in His grace and mercy, while we were His enemies, doing all forms of vile behavior, sent His Son, His only begotten Son, to die for our sins, to lay down His perfect and sinless life as a human being, having set aside His divine nature to become a man so He could take our place and overcome sin and death on the cross. Jesus the Christ shed His blood, died on the cross, rose the third day, set free the captives, presented Himself to the disciples and to several thousand, and then ascended to heaven, at which point the Holy Spirit descended from heaven to lead us into all truth. Ultimately, then, we understand that sin is the issue and the nature of man. The key, then, is a confession of faith in God through Jesus Christ and asking for forgiveness of sin. I believe that we have been called, and it is the purpose of Chosen Generation Radio to raise up a generation to take back this nation, to reestablish a constitutional republic with Jesus Christ at its core, providing life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans, and once again advancing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
And folks, it's Pastor Greg. Welcome to the program. Great to have you with it. I play that to begin this segment, and I thank you again all for tuning in and listening, because I have David Chistokas, who's our constitutional attorney, and there's been a lot of action when it comes to questions being raised regarding the validity of the election and whether or not there were issues. Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan are all in some stage of process of that. We're going to get an update right now from our constitutional attorney, David Chistokas. What does it mean, and what possibly might happen? And again, look, a conspiracy theory is a conspiracy when it is planned out and maybe not based on evidence. These aren't conspiracy theories. I want you to have the facts simply so you can have an educated conversation if you're asked about it, or maybe you're wondering yourself. David Chistokas, welcome to the program. Great to be with you.
Thank you so much, Greg. It's great to be with you guys today, and it's
great that, that there are so many things moving forward on so many fronts. You played Mike Lindell's commercial or his announcement regarding his cybersecurity symposium. And as there are multiple people from around the country that I know who are going to South Dakota next week regarding to either participate or learn, I actually had an invitation to be in South Dakota. But, you know, there's always two things going on. You know, there's people that are investigating, that are developing evidence. And then there's once you have evidence, what are you going to do with that evidence? And so that track is involved, obviously, lawyers. And I'm not going to South Dakota because I'm going to be in Atlanta, Georgia. And in Atlanta, Georgia, there's a national election law seminar involving attorneys from all over the country. So you're going to have the technical guys that have developed the evidence, and then you'll have teams of folks that are getting together to talk about under the rule of law that we still want to try and do our best to follow here in the United States. Established kind of methods for bringing evidence to the forefront and then ultimately resolving issues of that evidence in a fashion that is that will lead to results. And so there's two things going on. You always got to think that there's the investigators that develop the evidence and then there's the lawyers that figure out a way to either present the evidence or utilize the evidence to achieve certain goals. And in this situation, those two tracks are necessary to achieve the goal of having legitimate, fair, open, transparent elections. Because, of course, what Americans need, you know, the whole premise of the whole country is based on three simple words or four simple words: consent of the governed. And it's by elections that we determine what the consent of the governed is. And so, if we don't get those right, nothing else matters much, because everything else is then pretty much a dictatorship and aristocracy as opposed to a republic. So this whole process is part of protecting our heritage, our republic, and our country. So there's exciting things going on everywhere. Before we come on the air, we mentioned the furthest along, no doubt, is Arizona with the audit that they've had ongoing for months and months and months. But we do know that there are significant activity in Fulton County in Georgia. Now the Pennsylvania Senate has requested records, made an actual request for records from several important counties in Pennsylvania. My understanding is that the election authorities in Pennsylvania, much like those in Arizona originally did, turned down the request from the Pennsylvania Senate, and that the next move by the Senate is, in fact, to issue subpoenas, to move from a simple request to participate or request to comply with the information that Pennsylvania needs to subpoenas. And in Wisconsin, the Speaker of the Wisconsin House has appointed a special counsel to conduct an investigation into what happened in Wisconsin. Michigan, there's ongoing activities that derive from Antrim County, which is now had an adverse ruling in the last month or so, and that is on appeal. So there are things going on all over the country. And I can tell you that we hear the things that are kind of national in scope, but I can tell you that here in Illinois, where I'm at, in a DuPage County election, which is a county that's west of Chicago, the auditors, the election for the auditor of the county is being contested, still back from November of 2020, because there's at least, it was decided by 75 votes, and there's at least 1,500 votes that came in that are unaccounted for, that nobody knows where they came from. Nobody can resolve the arrival of these 1,500 ballots. That's the tip of the iceberg there. And another county in Illinois, Kane County, and elections for county commissioners, The same kind of situation where there may be as many as 200,000 improper votes. Our mutual friend and candidate for United States Senate from Illinois, Bobby Payton, has been working closely with the people in Kane County, Illinois, to expose those things. So people should, while they're reading the headlines about the states generally and how it relates to their the presidency, I think it behooves them to become aware of the things that are going on locally in somewhat smaller, smaller elections, if you will, that have a significant determination on how they live their lives. And there's no reason to believe that if these things went on at the presidential level, there's no reason to believe that they didn't do things like steal an auditor's election. It appears as though that happened in DuPage County, Illinois. And so I think it behooves people to look at their papers, look at their news, at their local news, not only to see what's going on nationally regarding the presidential questions that everybody's involved in, but the president does a lot of things, and certainly this president is doing a lot, or the guy that's in the White House is doing a lot of things that's hurting the country. But your day in and day out, or how you get up and how you live every day, who decides what the speed limits are on your streets, who decides what your taxes are going to be for your schools, whether or not you're going to pay your what the dates are that you pay your property taxes. All those offices need to be looked at as well where there's a close election, because there's no reason to believe that if somebody can push a button to change a big election like the presidency, that they would shy away from changing the results of a smaller election like a county auditor. Well, this involves all of us. Yeah,
and let me just add, folks, here's the thing. The issue here, number one, as believers, why is this important to us? Because God's given us this nation, ladies and gentlemen. I believe that. I believe that this is a Christian nation and that God gave us a responsibility. The founders, I would argue, came here and they looked back at the pilgrims that crossed over, my ancestors on the Mayflower, who wrote in their compact to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. Initially, the initial actions of Congress, the printing of a Bible, the sending of missionaries that went west, Indian chiefs that came out to Washington to the big White House to thank our president at that time for sending missionaries as far west as Oregon. These are all evidences of our Christian engagement and involvement as believers in this process. And we have a responsibility, I firmly believe, to identify whether or not evil was done and whether or not an assault on our constitutional republic form of election, free election, and government took place, David. We have a responsibility to be engaged in this. And you can't ignore the amount of evidence that's coming forward that is calling into question these exact facts that you're talking about, that clearly there's evidence that must be looked at as to whether or not this election, whether it's on a local basis or whether it's on a national basis, whether or not our elections can be trusted. And I've talked to, man, I can't even tell you how many people over the last 20, 25 years that I've talked to that have said, I don't vote anymore. And I'm like, why didn't you vote? Well, I don't trust it. My vote doesn't count. My vote's not going to make any difference anyway. They're going to put in who they're going to put in. That's a sad commentary on a free republic.
Yeah, that is a very sad commentary, and of course, who is the wrong response if one hopes to have a republic and one hopes to live within a republic that's governed that way by the consent of the governed. The only way that is developed is by participation. And this has always been a regular problem for conservatives or limited government people that believe in that kind of that philosophy that government should in fact be limited to the protection of our inalienable rights, is that the folks that believe that, generally speaking, really what they want out of government is some safety and security and otherwise be left alone. But if you remove yourself from the process, then, of course, you will not have the opportunity to be left alone because the other team is going to come and get you.
No doubt. No doubt. And again, folks, it's just as believers, it's important. We are, I believe, to safeguard this republic as well. And our involvement and engagement is so critical. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance, so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.PastorGregYoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My special guest, David Shostokas, our constitutional attorney. Just, folks, I'm going to direct you to this. If you go to the blog at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, the most recent post that I now have up is a Dominion whistleblower that's come forward that has talked about how Dominion is able to access this. And David, I want to give you the final couple of words here, but real quickly, I want to get this part in. Here's the issue. Dominion doesn't make a voting machine. This is the mistake that most people make when they're trying to understand what's happening. They think that somehow there's a Dominion voting machine. There's not. Doesn't exist. No such thing. Dominion is a software. It is a software that is loaded onto a voting apparatus. And so the question then becomes, has Dominion created a backdoor, a means by which, because those voting apparatuses are then hooked up in wherever you vote, wherever your poll is, they are hooked up generally to that city or that county's internet server, so that votes can be tabulated, and that's how they give you your results. And so the question then becomes, did Dominion create a backdoor to be able to get into their machines during the vote? This whistleblower says, yes, they did, and he lays out for you in their own manuals how they instruct their employees how to do it. And then I've also got Georgia and Pennsylvania, and updates there, as well as Wisconsin, that just launched, as David said, an inquiry. We didn't get to this, but very quickly. So let's say that they all say, yep, there was a problem. We're pulling back our electors. I know this is barely enough time, but try and summarize that. What happens?
Okay, we try and summarize it, but the fact is that ultimately it is, in fact, at least for presidential electors, it is, in fact, the responsibility, the duty, the constitutional plenary authority of the state legislators to act. The state legislators will ultimately, if they decide to, have to pass joint resolutions by their House and their Senate joined together that indicate that the elections that were held or the results of the election were obtained outside the election law of the state involved, because they're the ones that can set the election law. If the executive branches or the judicial branches went and changed the election law during the process, and that winds up with results that are unreliable because of that, then those legislators need to have a joint resolution that makes a finding that the elections that sent the electors to electoral votes to Washington to be counted were done in an unconstitutional fashion. And this is something that people should remember, that in fact, if there is an unconstitutional act done by government, there is no intervening act, or there is no subsequent act by government that can ratify that. Consequently, whatever happened on December 8th, December 12th, January 6th, January 20th, none of that makes unconstitutional selection of electors constitutional later. And so if it was wrong on November 3rd, it's wrong today. And the only people that can remedy that are, in fact, state legislators.
So that's the issue. It comes down to, what are the state legislators going to do? What are they going to find? And do they believe there's enough evidence to act and do something about it? And folks, we need to be in prayer that truth come forward. Truth come forward. David, thank you so much. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Greg. Radio. We're going to talk about the...
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry?
Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco Busting Hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Is to live your faith. And if we look at our, you know, in the Bible at people, the apostles and followers of Christ who lived their faith, it wasn't easy for them. As a matter of fact, they were attacked. They were, you know, just persecuted. And you have to live your faith. Because right now, we are a free people. And if we can't boldly live our faith when we're a free people, then how do they think it's going to be when they're really tested and they're not a free people? So don't be afraid to live your faith, and that means get involved and stand firm for all of our values in every level of government, city, county, you know, school board, state, federal. Get involved. Show up. Be present. Hold people accountable. Run for office. You know, just get out there. So that's the way to do it. Okay, Greg.
Thank you. God bless you.
I'm totally out of town. Okay. You too, out of time. Okay. Bye-bye.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers, thank you and God bless.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.pastorgregyoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. Listen again, folks, I encourage you to go to the blog section at chosengenerationradio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. We had a long conversation in our last segment about the issues of election integrity, and I give you links. There's a link in there. Code Monkey Z Bombshell, Dominion Whistleblower Speaks Out, releases admin password proving remote access. And as I explained, there's no such thing as a Dominion voting machine. Dominion is software. And all of the machines have internet connectivity because that's how they tabulate the votes at a central location, whether it's in your city or in your county and ultimately at the state level. That's how they do that. And so they tell you, oh, no, we're not connected to the internet. Not true. Not true. And what this shows is that Dominion employees in the manual were shown how to remotely access these machines during the election. That causes questions. Georgia's information is up there. Pennsylvania's information is up there. Wisconsin information is up there, as well as information from Amistad Project and what they've come up with as well. This is all factual evidence that you can look at and decide for yourself. We as believers have a responsibility to ensure truth and integrity in our nation. And I'll stop there. My guest for this segment, my co-host Rick Manning, Americans for Limited Government. Rick's been all over the election stuff as well, but that's not our topic. Our topic and our and our special guest for this segment is a dear friend, David Wormser. David is currently with the Center for Security Policy. He is the director of the Project on Global Anti-Semitism and U.S.-Israel Relations. He is also a longtime expert when it comes to areas of Middle East policy and foreign policy as well. He was a senior advisor to U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney on the Middle East, the proliferation and strategic affairs. He was also involved as an advisor under Secretary of State John Bolton at the State Department, and he just is a wealth of knowledge. David, thank you for being here. Welcome aboard. Good to have you.
Well, thanks. It's always a pleasure and an honor to be here.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I sent you something, and I do want to just briefly touch on this. Regarding an individual who has been brought forth. This is White House appointments that came out on, I guess, actually yesterday is when these particular appointments came out. But they are leaders to serve in key religious affairs roles. One of them has strong connections to the Muslim Brotherhood. Give me your quick overview on this, and then I want to get into Iran and what's happening in the Middle East.
You know, this is typical of this administration, is that they create an enemy that isn't there, Islamophobia, and then they appoint somebody to address that Islamophobia, as if that's really the big threat to religion in America. The truth is, religion in the West as a whole, not only in America, is threatened by three areas. Globally, it's either communists like China, which you can see visibly how much of a threat they are to religion, or progressive Western elites who are really very determined to pass laws that make it almost impossible to practice religion without harassment. And then third, the Muslim world, where a minority, any minority right now, whether it's Jewish or Christian or Yazidi or Baha'i, is under siege and threat of extermination. I mean, the greatest extinguishing of any religious community anywhere in the world in the last couple decades has been in the Middle East in the last 5 years of regional Christians. We may face the extinction of Middle Eastern Christianity, the cradle of Christianity, other than in Israel. We may face it in the region entirely within the next decade or two. So what does the administration do? They appoint a sympathizer of those who are oppressing the Christians in the Middle East as the guy who's responsible for protecting, for in U.S. foreign policy, of advocating for religious freedom. This is putting the fox in charge of the chicken coop.
It's a major concern. Contact your senator. Senator Cruz is on that committee. He needs to be contacted and just really told, don't let this pass. Marco Rubio is another one that I would say in Florida they need to put pressure on. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, you know, the one place where Muslims really are oppressed is China. And that's the one place where the Muslim Brotherhood decides not to say anything about Islamophobia. You know, you have the leader of the Muslim Brotherhood in Turkey, Erdogan, Prime Minister Erdogan, and the Pakistani Prime Minister, both the Muslim Brotherhood, both are aligned with China and both say nothing about China's oppression of Muslim minorities. So this is all, this is a farce. This is not about religious freedom. This is about political correctness.
Which is particularly, I don't know political correctness, but I do know it's particularly alarming because Turkey has the historical ties to the Uyghurs. And with those historical ties, the Turkish government has completely turned their backs on the Uyghur people. And in fact, have, as you say, have chosen ties with the Communist Chinese Party for many reasons, and have abandoned the truly repressed Muslim minority in China, while at the same time screaming about repression elsewhere, when in fact in places like Nigeria, as we've spoken on the show before, places like Nigeria, and the Islamists are in fact the ones who are oppressing the Christians and the nativists and killing people on a daily basis because of their Christianity. And that's a real problem. It's knowable. And the fact is the Islamists want to control the oil in Nigeria, and they are going to control the, and they, you know, and the way to control it is to kill everybody who isn't, who's a Christian or doesn't bend a knee to Islam. That's the way they do it. That's how they're taking over the oil fields of Nigeria. And it is a, it's brutal. It's direct. And this administration is appointing somebody who effectively would, not in approval at that, who's supposed to be defending religious liberties around the world.
42 people were killed in 9 villages, and this just happened yesterday. I'm sorry, Monday. And it there's no national news about it, no national uproar about it. Instead, the Biden administration is talking about Islamophobia. And as my friend Al Rasuli would clearly point out, phobia is an unnatural or a fear of something like arachnophobia. It's a fear of something that's not based in any truth. The truth is that the Quran says, kill everybody that doesn't believe what we believe, if they won't convert, period. That's not phobia. That's a fact. That's what they believe. And we don't have to look back 1400 years to see it. We don't have to look back to history to see it. We're watching it. They're doing it in the Middle East. They're doing it in Islamic countries. Turkey is doing it to the Armenian Christians right now in Syria. And we're watching it take place as well over in Nigeria, as Rick pointed out. This is a real truth. And by the way, they've cut the heads off of people right here in America. Just, you know, as an aside. All right.
It's 100% true. It is a fact. You know, one of the things I'm kind of, from a world affairs standpoint, it's a little bit off track, but I'm intrigued by. Iran is denying it, but apparently they've begun piracy off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. Yep. Have taken over a tanker and some other ships in the region. And is that what's going on there? What's actually happening there? I mean, we read these little snippets, but we don't get much analysis. Can you fill in some blanks for us so we understand what's really going on there in terms of the actual places where most of the world's oil passed through? Iran's interdicting ships.
Coming from the Indian Ocean, you go through the Gulf of Oman and then you pass through the Straits of Hormuz into the Persian Gulf, where a huge amount of the world's oil, especially in East Asia, the oil comes from there. Europe is still very heavily dependent on it. We less so because of Trump's policies. We became oil independent. That's being undone, obviously, by some of these green policies. So we will again become more dependent on foreign oil. But the bottom line is we have all these relationships with countries all over the world. Our trade structures and so forth depend on this access to oil. The Iranians yesterday mined the entry through the Gulf of Oman into the Straits of Hormuz. 5 ships hit mines. One of them, they started trying to tow back to Iran to take the crew hostage. But an American warship passed by pretty closely. Whether it was actually going to intercede or not, I don't know. But the Iranians thought it was, so they freaked out. They cut the tow line and ran away. But we see what their intention was. There are more mines out there today, and so we have to sweep them. But this is an attempt to close the Straits of Hormuz. You have to remember, you don't need to sink every ship going into the Straits of Hormuz to close it. What you need to do is threaten one or two ships enough that insurance rates go through the roof, and then these shipping companies can't afford to ship through the Gulf of Hormuz. Or if they do, they have to pay such a high premium that will be passed on to the consumer in gas prices and so forth. I'm rather amazed that there's been no comment by this administration. Of course, they've been silent for 3 weeks with serious riots going on inside Iran against the regime. The Iranian people are fed up with their government, totally. But they've been dead silent about that. They're silent about this. I think they're trying to take a don't ask, don't tell policy. Namely, if we just ignore it, it will go away. And the Iranians read that as weakness, and they're becoming more and more and more bold. And it's going to get ugly.
You're being so kind. Isn't it, in fact, we've spent, since this guy ended up being president, we've spent the last 6 months bowing down to the Iranians, begging them to allow us to be back part of a deal that allows them to become a nuclear power. And they have done nothing but kick us in the teeth and show us disrespect during that time frame, because they have no respect for the United States of America. They don't like us, and they know this guy's a pushover. I'm talking Biden. And as a result, it's pretty clear they've got a deal with the Chinese at this juncture, and they've got a market for their oil in the Chinese, so they're taking care of their cash flow problem. And as a result of that, they are now emboldened to be the rogue state that they want to be, and to try to create Persian dominance over the Middle East and their own caliphate. Isn't that what's going on? And isn't that, in fact, what we are putting blinders on to not see?
Oh, absolutely. You hit it right on. You know, nobody's noticing, but next week the Iranians are supposed to open a port that the Chinese helped them build outside of the Persian Gulf on the Indian Ocean side of Iran. So if tomorrow and all the pipelines, the oil pipelines and so forth, are sent up that way, so if tomorrow the Persian Gulf closes, the only ones getting oil out are the Iranians, and they're sending it off to China, which is, you know, consuming it, and other countries around China. Or Pakistan too. So at the end of the day, the Iranians are playing us, and they're playing us very effectively at this point. They know there's not going to be a serious response, maybe symbolically at one point, but not serious. The other thing is the Israelis this morning announced, their defense minister announced this morning, that it is Israeli estimate now that Iran is within 2 to 2.5 months of a nuclear weapon. So we're seeing the convergence of all these trends, and basically the dropping the ball of the West completely on Iran. And we will really, really regret the day that we did not take this more seriously early.
Well, and Biden also is placing, going back to the top of our conversation, he's placing, again, Muslim Brotherhood operatives in influential positions. And of course, this was a thing that our dearly departed friend Phil Haney was continuing to point out, and I believe would have been pointing out had he been put back into DHS. But instead, of course, he was murdered, and there's silence on that. David Wormser is our guest. We'll be back. There's more to unpack here, folks. Back with more right after this.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com. And use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.pastorgregyoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. All right, look, here's the thing. In all of what we've said, what we've really done is we're giving information, but a lot of it is, you know, negative information about real issues that are going on. David, what can we do? What do you believe that we should be doing as we the people relative to attempting to do something to change some of this?
You mean domestically or the Iran issue?
Well, I mean. It's we the people here in America, but yes, it's issues that are happening over there, but it's how we're interacting with them that's having a huge impact on why they're going on.
Well, I think this is all just a set of symptoms that are a reflection of the deeper issue in the United States, which is, are we the country that we were founded as? And do we remember that? And is that going to be the foundation of our unapologetic existence? And foreign policy that's anchored to that. So if we remember who we are, where we came from, the Judeo-Christian core of our country, and we base our outlook on the world unapologetically on that, then this will, you know, our power will then kick in and it will eventually change reality out in the world. If, however, we allow the Antifa movements and the progressives and the academia and Hollywood and mainstream media and so forth to continue to convince us that we're evil and that America's grounded in sin and that the system has to be destroyed, and at the same time diseducate or make ignorant all Americans about our own past or our education system and so forth, then this is not going to, nothing we do externally is just going to do more than buy a little time. So the end of the day, the big issue is who we are, what our foundations are morally, and making sure that that is shored up and reestablished strongly. Everything will fall into place in foreign policy if we do that right. Nothing will fall into place if we don't.
You know, to me, Rick, your thoughts, and then I've got a closing statement.
Well, my thoughts are very simple. This is a God issue. It's too big for any of us, but we have to get on our knees and pray for this world, pray for this country, because there are so many different issues that seem to be almost that are too big for any one of us, and quite honestly, much too big for the government that's in charge. So this is a God issue. This is about getting on our knees and, you know, and asking for divine intervention, because the power structures in place in the United States are counter to what ought to be happening. And so we need God involved. We need him involved.
All right, I'm gonna jump in, folks. As David suggested, are we a country founded as a Christian America or not? That it does not mean isolationists. It means engaged in bringing hope and light to the world. A saved soul and a changed life is just the beginning. Only the beginning. That's all that it is. It's the beginning. Our influence is our salt and light. And I'm just going to pray this right now. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, your word says that your seed will not return void. I call upon the pure seed of the word that's gone into American minds and American hearts to bring forth change, grace, and salvation now in the name of Jesus Christ.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers, thank you and God bless.
Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And this is Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for tuning in. I so greatly appreciate it. Did you know Matthew 10 tells us, whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who's able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered.
Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. I want to encourage you in this Thanksgiving time that God has a plan, has a purpose, and he's working it out. And he wants you to be a part of it. And you can through Jesus Christ, his son. If you've never professed faith in Jesus Christ, I encourage you to do that today. Simply pray this prayer. Father, please forgive me for all my sins. Take them away from me and help me to become the person that you created me to be. I desire to have relationship with you. And I ask Jesus Christ to become the Lord of my life. I put my faith in him and I believe on the promises that you've made. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, reach out to me and let me know. I'd love to hear from you today. And know this, we are God's chosen generation, chosen for such a time as this. And every day when you listen to the program and you hear the opening that we play, that is a reminder of who you and I are. God bless you and have a great rest of your day.